Hey, friends, welcome to this week's podcast. I'm here with my son, Bobby's best friend in the whole wide world. Bobby, along with all the rest of his family, we think Sam hung the moon. This is Coach Sam Carter, y'all. He is a coach for SCAD, Savannah College of Art and Design.
Yes, ma'am.
And when did you and Bobby meet, Sam? When did y'all first meet?
We met back in 2002, in August of 2002. So it's been 14 years. 14 years we've been together.
Y'all have been like...
Yes, like brothers.
Thick and thin. Thick and thin. Just like brothers.
Just together. Yes, ma'am.
And now, Bobby... He first met you in the gym, didn't he?
Well, he first met me. What happened was you had an employee who worked for you. Uh-huh. And Bobby would see this young man who I coached in high school. I trained him. Uh-huh. He would see him come in. Uh-huh. His name was Terrell. And he was like, man,
yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, my gosh. Right, Terrell.
And he was like, what are you doing? And he was like, well, I work out. I get coached by this guy, uh-huh. Sam. Uh-huh. He said, you need to meet him. So Bobby said, well, tell him I want to meet him. So after Sunday service, after church uh-huh. on Sunday, I went uh-huh. to your restaurant when uh-huh. you were on Congress Street, but not the uh-huh. new one, the older one.
The little one.
Yes, man. Yes, man. I walked in, and Bobby was like, that's what I want right there.
Uh-huh.
And
we hit it off. Right here.
So after that, Bobby and I, ever since that day, we've been together. Ever since then.
Thickest thieves.
Yes. I told him to be at the gym the next day. And he came in the next day, and I called it he came in 6 o'clock after work, and uh-huh. I called out chicken and beans because he used to smell like chicken and beans working in the restaurant workout. So now, all these years, I say, Bobby, we're going to work out late. That's have a chicken and beans restaurant workout. That's what we do. Yes. That's it.
So that was the start of a wonderful friendship.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
And Bobby, I tell you what, Sam, if I called Bobby and said, Bobby, I am having open heart surgery at 4 o'clock this afternoon, he would say, well, Mom, I'm meeting Sam at 4. So I will see you after the surgery, but I will be I'm not kidding.
Yes, well,
Bobby will not miss.
And I love him too. And it's more than his training. You know, when we get together, it is an event. And people come around and we ask, when we go into the gym now, we have to ask the gym owner, turn the music up because people want to listen to what we have to say.
Oh, no. And y'all don't want to hear what y'all talking about.
So we turn it up. We turn it up. We turn the music up loud. And his favorite is Rage Against the Machine. So we turn it up loud and we can talk. And we lift now. It's working out, but we get our lifting in, but we get a lot of talk. So we talk about fitness, and we talk about food. He gives me good recipe. We talk about finance. He gives me good ideas about finance. We talk
about
our fashion.
Women.
We talk about fashion, and then we talk about fun. we cover all the five F's.
I have kidded for years that Sam is Bobby's psychologist.
Yes, ma'am.
Or psychiatrist,
yes,
whichever
ma'am.
Way I'll you look
what.
At it.
Yes, ma'am.
But you've been a rock for Bobby, a steady rock in Bobby's life, and I so appreciate it. So tell me, if somebody wants to start watching their weight and maybe doing how do you recommend they start? Somebody like me.
Okay, the most important thing, the first thing, and this is what people, even before when I talked to Bobby about goals, the mm-hmm. thing before goals that comes before that, there's something more valuable than money. Even more valuable than money. Now, oxygen, and then something more valuable than money that we all pass on that mm-hmm. I get Bobby from 14 years ago. Time. The thing that gets people messed up and working out and taking care of themselves uh-huh. is time, because we're busy. We're busy taking care of family.
Exactly,
we're busy taking care of kids. We're busy taking care of everybody else. So you
but
have
ourselves.
To commit. Exactly. But yourself. So what I asked Bobby, that's why when we commit a time, we're going to go, and every day we commit a time. Tomorrow, this is our time.
Well, you have taught him that lesson well,
Sam. That's right.
Sam.
Time is most important. Because most of the time, if you have the time, then we can, it doesn't matter. Our workouts have changed. I don't remember. At one point, Bobby wanted to be this strong, big bench press guy. Then I want to be this. I want to be that. All that, the goals can change, but the uh-huh. time has to stay consistent.
Yes.
So most important thing is look at your schedule, look at time, and you commit, this is the reason why I can do it at this time.
Do you think people can achieve this at home, Sam?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
In their own house?
Yes, ma'am. Fitness is free. You can do it at home. You just listen and you can do it at home. The biggest thing is about, there's a couple of reasons, two reasons why people don't stay with workout programs. They don't stick with it. The one, people who don't do them at all because the pain of not doing it is not great enough. The reason why you don't do it is because you have not the pain. It's easier to sit on the couch than for your doctor to say, hey, if you don't do this, you're not going to be here. If you don't do this, then this is going to happen. We're going to have to amputate this. So the pain of not doing it is not great enough. You have to experience a pain. So what pains you? So for instance, if you're healthy, you're fine, but
it
you're still not.
It pains me to do that exercise.
Well, the thing is, so what you have to do is you have to figure out something to motivate you to get you up. And so a lot of time that's a partner. Bobby and I, we connect because there's somebody there waiting for you. And so we get there.
Yes.
And so you have to figure those things out. The number two reason why people don't stick to workout exercise who kind of do it is that no measurables. See, reason why Bobby does successful and he's going to hold it for 14 years and been doing this regularly is because people just go in to work out and they just exercise. But what we teach is training. You got to have a measurable. You got to figure out, like, and if you say, I want to get in shape,
you
what does that mean?
You don't get excited over this, do you,
Sam? Oh, not at all. Not at all. I get excited. But what does that mean?
I think Sam is excited about exercise,
what does that
y'all
mean? You say, I want to be in shape. What does that mean? That means you that means if you want to, if you want, you can do one push-up. All right, getting in shape means you can do 10 push-ups, and then you can do 20, or you can do one squat. The best Spanx is you can do 20 squats or 100 squats. That's the best Spanx you can do. It's better than any Spanx.
You're
do
scaring
100
me,
squats
Sam.
A day.
We got to take a break, y'all. I'm scared.
I love it.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300. So there's another part that you played in Bobby's life besides exercise.
Yes, ma'am.
And you introduced Bobby and Claudia, his wife.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I did. Yes,
in the
I did.
Gym.
In the gym. In the gym. Bobby was working out. And not many times, you know, I look at Bobby, we'll talk, we're communicating, we're working out. And one day he was working out, he kept being distracted. He kept looking over. I said, well, what are you looking at? Focus on me. It's dangerous if you don't. I'm the trainer. I'm helping you. Focus. Keep your eyes on me. And he kept looking. He was like, what is that beautiful thing over there? And I was like, that's Claudia Lavera. Yo habla espanol. That's what I told him. So I called Claudia over and I invited Claudia to our workout. She had no idea. I was like, Bobby, Claudia, come work out with us. And she thought that, you know, I was like, well, I can't lift the weights you there. And she was like, no, I can't work out with y'all. I was like, Claudia, I need you to work out with us.
So she finally got it.
And then that's what my man did. He took it from there. He took it from there. He got it. He got it from there. That's it. And that just, you know, that, those two Spanish flies are just flying all over the place.
I'm telling you what, you brought a wonderful girl into our family and our life, Sam, by introducing those two. I love Cloud so much. She's a hot little Latino, little spitfire.
She's real Southern. Real Southern.
Yeah, real Southern. Much Southerner than us.
Yes, exactly.
Much more Southern.
Yes,
well,
ma'am.
Listen, I want you to show us some things that we can do at home.
Yes.
I've seen you do things with like a chair
and
something like that.
Yes, ma'am.
Would y'all like for Sam to show us just some things girls my age.
Yes, ma'am.
Or men my age we can do at home.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. You
what
ready?
Are we? Yeah, I'm
okay,
ready.
Okay, the first one, you stand up?
I'm ready to try. All right, now you know, Sam, you that mean I have torn meniscus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes,
in
ma'am.
In both knees.
Yes, yes.
So I'm hobbling along.
Yes, ma'am.
All right,
yes,
but
ma'am.
I want you to show me.
So the first one is simple, simple.
Okay.
Now, if you have torn meniscus, then you don't have to go as far, but I'm going to use your glasses. All right, I'm going to put them in my pocket.
Thank you.
All right, so the first one is just a regular squat, feet shoulder width apart.
Mm-hmm.
And this, you get the best bang for your buck by working the biggest and strongest muscles.
Where's my big...
Feel those right
now. On yours, yeah. Right, that right may those, be the right biggest and strongest. Right. But on me, biggest, right. Feel mine. Mine be soft. Mine ain't got no muscles.
So what you want to do is you put your hand, feet shoulder apart. Uh-huh. And you sit down in your chair.
Okay.
And you stand back
I can
up.
Do that.
You can do that. You can I sit can do down that. In your chair.
It hurts my
and
knees.
And you stand up. Now, if it hurts your knees, then don't sit all the way down. Follow me. Uh-huh. Sit down right, and I stand up. That's it.
Okay.
Do what you can do. Okay. Do what you can do. That's you, a, does that
if,
bother you?
If you'll be quiet for 1 second, uh-huh. You can hear.
Yeah.
You can hear both of them popping.
Yes. Yeah, I can hear. All right, so what you want to do is you limit, but as long as you're doing uh-huh. something, okay. Look, something's better than nothing. All right, so that's the legs. Okay, okay. Now we can do the chest. All right, okay. So now you take your chair uh-huh. right here, mm-hmm. in. Oh, good. Good, lean okay, against the
so
chair.
So I can see you.
All right, feet underneath you. All right.
Okay.
Bend at the waist and stand back up. That's it. Bend at the waist.
Wait,
and stand
your
back
feet
up.
Are apart.
Right. Shoulders apart. Bend at the waist, stand back up. That's your chest, shoulders, and your tricep. That's your chest, shoulders, and tricep.
I got yes. some shoulders.
Yes, there. Yes, now turn it back over here.
Okay.
Good. Now turn it back. Good. Now we sit down, and uh-huh. you can have a band or anything in your hand, but this works just uh-huh. as good. Hands okay. out in front, uh-huh. ball to the back. Hands on the front, squeeze your back, uh-huh. squeeze your back, squeeze, squeeze, squeeze. Now, so you did your legs, your chest, your back. Now, that's through uh-huh. your stomach.
Okay.
Hands here.
Both
one.
Okay.
One. Opposite. Two.
Oh, no.
Opposite.
I
three.
Can't touch.
Opposite. Slam. Four. Opposite. Five. You don't have to touch. You just do anything. Anything okay. is better than nothing. Anything. You do... sets of 20 of these, 20 squats,
okay.
20 push, 20 arm pulls, 20 abs. You do three rounds of that, 20, 20, uh-huh. 20, three times. You do that every day,
uh-huh.
all right, for the rest of your life. You do that, and you will, that'll keep you healthy enough uh-huh. that you can fit and grab and jump. You do what you can do. Everybody, you know, you look at somebody else, what they can do, that's fine for what you can do, but you measure yourself against you,
yeah.
and you get better. So if you do, in shape is not necessarily this arbitrary out there, but mm-hmm. in shape, if you can do 10 now, you work to do 11, and then you work to do 12, and you progress every day.
And this works the stomach.
Hey, that works the stomach. You want to get your stomach, work the stomach.
How do you yes. get rid of a tire right
push
here,
aways,
Sam?
Push-aways.
Push-aways from the table.
Push-aways from the table! They put it in front of you. Over put it in front of you. Push it away. Put it in front of you. Push it away.
Okay.
Eat whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. Take care of yourself. Drink.
I know.
Drink
you
your
came
water.
In
drink
with
your
that
water.
Gallon
drink
of
your water.
And you know, I'm not crazy about water, but I do love a diet soda, y'all.
Well, let's see. You
so can, do you drink. Eventually get a taste for water? I know Bobby drinks a
yes.
gallon every
yeah,
day.
Right, yeah, exactly. Because one of the things is what water does so much stuff for you, right? Mm-hmm. Hydration.
Right.
Keeps you like energy and all that. But you need to get the water. That's the most important. People, water and take your rest and sleep.
Uh-huh.
And yes. And get your, yes. And get it in for, yes.
I'm going to be doing
yes.
this when y'all.
Yes. 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 And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. And yes. We're having a good time.
Y'all, I hope that Sam's been some help to y'all today.
This is so good.
Because I know I ain't going to the gym, y'all. I ain't going to the gym.
But we can do this.
I'm scared of Sam.
But we can do this all the time.
So I hope it's been a help to y'all. I'm really going to try to do this, and I hope you will, too. I love you, Sam
Love
Carter.
You, too.
See y'all next week. The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. You can work one-on-one, or you can work with one of their expert in-home designers, or you can even do it yourself. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.